This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley. David Milch, the TV writer whose taboo-breaking work includes NYPD Blue, and before that, Hill Street Blues, has a new series beginning this Sunday. It's a western, and it's titled Deadwood, named for the frontier town in which it's set. The series is presented by HBO, which means Milch, for the first time, has total freedom to have his characters do and say whatever he wants. In this case, Milch comes dangerously close to having too much freedom. The first thing we should be discussing when it comes to Deadwood is what an interesting, unusual, and generally accurate western it is. It takes place in South Dakota in 1876, just 2 weeks after Custer and his men were slaughtered nearby at Little Bighorn. The previous year, scouts traveling with Custer had found gold in them thar Black Hills, which brought lots of opportunists pouring into a new settlement called Deadwood. It didn't matter that it was an illegal settlement built on Sioux land. What matters, especially as the story begins, is that the Sioux uprising against the U.S. cavalry meant that before long, the treaty with the Indians could be null and void, and squatters might be given rights to the land and its gold. So the people in Deadwood set out to stake their claims, literally and metaphorically, building a town with no laws, no sheriff, no courts, and lots of saloons and whorehouses. But the first thing we have to discuss about this new HBO Western is its language. Just like the town of Deadwood, HBO is a place with no rules and no laws. For Milch, this meant a Western where words, dirty ones, could be used by his characters as just one more weapon in their personal arsenals. It's a weapon used often, as in this early scene.
Now, with that limey damn accent of yours, are these rumors true that you're descended from the British nobility?
Descended from all them c***s.
Well, here's to you, Your Majesty. I'll tell you what. I may have f***ed my life up flattered and hammered s***, but I stand here before you today beholden to no human c***er and working a paying f***ing gold claim. And not the U.S. government saying I'm trespassing or the savage f***ing red man himself or any of these limber c***ers passing themselves off as prospectors had better try and stop me.
They better not try it in here.
God damn it, Swearingen, I don't trust you as far as I can throw you, but I enjoy the way you lie.
Thank you, my good man.
You're welcome, you conniving, heavy-thumbed mother...
The language is so graphic and so persistent that when TV critics attended a January press conference to interview Milch after seeing the first four episodes of Deadwood, the first question was pointedly unquotable. I'm paraphrasing. David, the reporter, asked, "Why the blank did you use so many blanks?" It was a good question, because the language in the opening 10 minutes of Deadwood is so over the top that many viewers may be either so offended or so unimpressed that they give up and change channels. Milch defended the barrage of obscenity on historical grounds, quoting H.L. Mencken about the shockingly colorful vocabulary of residents of lawless pioneer towns. He could also have quoted Mark Twain. But where Milch loses points for accuracy is in some of the phrases used, which sound much too modern, and probably are. I checked with Fresh Air resident linguist Jeffrey Nunberg, who checked around with some other expert wordsmiths, and everyone agreed that a few of the phrases heard in Deadwood on HBO most likely are close to a full century too early. In these times, when Janet Jackson's bared breast during the Super Bowl has ignited a predictable election year call for broadcast standards and decency, the language in Deadwood will get more attention than its violence. What violence there is, by the way, is sudden and horrific. And in at least one case, if you stay with the series, it's a total depressing shocker. And the point is, you should stay with Deadwood, though the language initially makes it a tough go. The real history of the town of Deadwood, which Milch uses as his show's story outline, is fascinating and scary. Al Swearingen, a villainous town boss played by Ian McShane, was really in Deadwood. So was Calamity Jane, one of the foulest mouths in the whole territory, played by Robin Weigert. Even Wild Bill Hickok showed up in Deadwood playing cards, and played here by Keith Carradine, who gives the series' most impressive and formidable performance. Even when he takes out his guns to bet them in a poker game rather than shoot them, Wild Bill is an imposing guy. Here's Carradine as Hickok in a five-card stud duel with an abrasive gambler, played by Garrett Dillahunt.
Well, damn, Wild Bill. Even a stop clock's got to be right sometime. Common logic says you're going to win one sooner or later. But I'm going to keep pushing my luck. What do you got there? $8. Are you ready to stand any more credit to Wild Bill here, Tom?
I didn't hear him ask for any.
You want me to just bet $8, Bill?
Matt, cover my call.
Oh, Bill, I can't let you put your gun up. That colt's worth more than my raise by a good $40.
Are you taking the bet?
I tell you what. I'll add $40 to my raise to make the bet fair. And then 50 more if you'll put up a set.
That's right.
The 9-high straight do the trick.
Pot to the club flush.
Well, that's one in a row for you, Wild Bill.
Other stars of Deadwood include Timothy Oliphant, Molly Parker, William Sanderson, Powers Booth, and Brad Dourif. Like the town in which it's set, the series is built quickly as we watch. Before long, the ongoing plots include a bounty against the local Indians, a rival saloon coming to town, a scam on a gold claim, a few gunfights and hangings, and the death of at least one major character. By the end of episode 5, I was thinking about these characters a lot and wondering what would happen to them next. If Milch gets to carry Deadwood into a second season and continue the history of the real town, this first batch of episodes may seem like the good old days, the days of sweetness and innocence. But with the language being painted with such a heavy brush in Sunday's opener, I'm not sure if Milch hasn't overplayed his hand the first time he sat down at the table. Deadwood premieres Sunday night on HBO, right after a new broadcast of The Sopranos.